Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Okay, so if you are near Union Hall in West Cork around this time of year, you will have seen Willie O'Donovan's house and garden festooned and emblazoned with lights and ornaments every Christmas. Willie and his wife Diane go to huge effort and expense with their decorations to raise money for local charities. Willie, congratulations on your nomination for Volunteer for Ireland Award. So, are you there? How are you? How's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking our call this morning.
And thanks for having me.
Delighted. And you've a nomination Volunteer Ireland Award, which is brilliant.
That's right. I'm very privileged to be nominated for this award. And I really want to thank the people of Union Hall and the person who nominated me for it.
Okay, so let's go back to the start. About 40 years ago, you started doing the Christmas lights?
Right, it's 45 years ago,
wow.
Really. And there's a good story attached to it. We were in America on holidays, Dan and myself, and I'm a fanatic for Christmas items. And we saw this beautiful crib in America, and we were just wondering, could we bring it back with us? Now, there were lifestyle cribs.
Wow.
Figures. And we brought it away anyhow until we came to the customs at Shannon Airport.
Yeah.
And then we were investigated. I was ordered to open one of the boxes. He asked me first what was in the box. And I said, the Blessed Virgin. And he said, pull my other leg. Open the box, he said. And there, facing him out, was the Blessed Virgin.
Herself.
Close him up, he said, and go away.
did you say they were life-size?
They were, yeah.
Wow. Well, you brought
them up. Them were the days when you could bring stuff home in the planes. You can't do that anymore.
Not so much, I believe. So you're responsible for making...
It all started in from there.
Oh, very good. And you're responsible for making the village of Union Hall as Christmassy as it is now.
Well, I'm partly... We have a very good working relationship with a lot of the people around the village. And I suppose they have to get so much of the credit.
So tell us about it. So we'll get into your house now in 2 seconds, because I'm just looking at a picture of your house and it literally looks like Thunderland in the RDS. You covered everything, the garden, right all up to the top of the roof. Everything is covered in lights and it looks amazing. But the village now participates in brightening up for Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah. We started when we came home, then the year after we started doing our own garden up, and there was a great response to it, and I just thought, you know, the village would be lovely to light it up for Christmas and put a bit of atmosphere in it. So I got on to a lot of the people in the village and they agreed, so we decided we'd buy a couple of Christmas trees.
Very good.
And we put up a few Christmas trees around the village. We strung lights from one end of the village to the other on the houses. And
it looks great.
Today, we have ordered for this year 120 Christmas trees. Will be going up.
Do you know
right
that,
around the village.
That's happening. It's catching on now. You've probably started a trend there. I was driving around Ireland for the last few weeks, just coming up to Halloween, and lots of small towns in Ireland are decorating for Halloween now on the main streets. And so lots of towns are probably inspired by you and will decorate the towns with trees. It's lovely. So tell me about your house. So I'm looking at the picture here. Like, how long does it take to do? thousands of lights.
I started this year in October.
Wow.
And we will be ready for the official switch on. We normally have an official switch on, and we do it for charities, but our official switch on this year is on the 7th of December, which is a Saturday evening, and we have Santa there, and we have a live band coming from Skibbereen there, and the place will be thronged with people.
Brilliant. And that's on the 7th, as you said. Do you have any idea how many lights are up on your house?
I would be saying, if I counted every bulb, there would be a couple of 100,000.
Of course.
Bulbs in it.
And it's for charity. So I'm going to ask the prickly question of who covers the electricity bill?
The electricity bill is borne by Diane and myself.
Fair play to
you. Not 1 cent of the money that we collect go towards every cent that we collect go to the charities.
And I've often wondered when I pass your, like, when I've seen houses like yours, I haven't seen as good, like, as big a job as your house, and I'm looking at the picture now, it's fantastic. So people are around Union Hall in West Cork from the 7th of December, go and have a look, because Willie does a great job. Is the electricity bill heavy in January after December?
Pardon?
Is it big? Does it cost a lot to do it?
Yes.
Fair play to you.
Because, I mean, the electricity alone, I'd hate to say how much.
No, don't. It's for Christmas. But how do people donate, Willie?
Huh?
How do people donate?
We have boxes at the entrance to the house, and people give contributions anonymously, and to date, we have roughly 50,000 collected for charities.
Oh, wow. Well done. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. And just a quick rundown on the Irish Heart Foundation, Cancer Research, Motor Neuron, St. Vincent de Paul, Skibbereen Community Hospital, Air Ambulance, and Children's Unit in the Seal Heath.
All great charities.
They
really
all
great.
Have benefited from what we are doing.
That's wonderful. And rightly so, you're nominated for Volunteer Ireland Awards this year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And I wish we wish you the best of luck at those awards. And you're heading to the awards the night after you switch on the lights. So it's going to be a busy day for you on the 7th.
Well, we had it organised for the 7th, and then we were told we had to be in Dublin on the 8th.
Very good. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck at the awards, and we let you get back to getting the lights all set up, because you sound like a busy man. And thanks to you and Diane. We'll take a quick break.